The airplane model is the same. Some key circumstances are remarkably similar, and the outcome was equally tragic. It's no wonder, then, that a number of questions are being raised about the safety of Boeing's 737 MAX 8 aircraft. The accident drew immediate parallels to the October crash of a Lion Air plane in Indonesia that killed 189. But experts warn that doesn't mean the reasons they plummeted were the same. More from Jorge Ortiz, staff reporter at USA Today. Jorge, explain.
Some of the characteristics of the crash were very similar. You know, shortly after takeoff, the pilots run into a problem. They try to return to the airport, and they can't make it. And in the case of Lion Air in Indonesia, they haven't ascertained the cause, but one of the areas they're looking at is a problem with the automatic flight control that caused the plane's nose to go down, and then the plane ended up nosediving into the sea. And so, one of the scary aspects of this crash is that the nosedive was so steep that, you know, there was barely any recognizable pieces of fuselage left. You know, most of the stuff was just broken apart into just a million pieces. And so tells you that the plane crashed at a tremendous amount of speed. And they don't know why yet. They don't know if that's the same reason. But, because of some of the similarities, there's an initial connection there. Now, experts warn you, don't jump to a conclusion yet. You know, there needs to be a thorough investigation about this. But those two characteristics, I kind of provide a strong link, and it's scaring people away.
Why is there's at least one person in your story saying you can't blame Boeing just yet? How come?
Because it's too early. Because you need to find out what were the factors involved. You look at the debris field. You look at I think that you recovered the black boxes, so you analyze that information. They look at a lot of different factors to determine what the cause was. I mean, the Lion Air crash was 4.5 months ago, and they still haven't officially determined a cause. So these things take a lot of time, and we don't know yet what the cause was. That's why, the people I spoke with, the experts say, don't jump to a conclusion yet. There are some suspicious developments here. Not suspicious in the sense of terrorism, but just that connection between the two. But it's way too early to make that determination.
We're speaking with Jorge Ortiz, staff reporter at USA Today, talking about questions raised regarding safety for that Boeing 737 MAX that went down in Ethiopia over the weekend. You wrote that Boeing did not take the costly step of retraining pilots on a new feature of the flight control system when it introduced this MAX 8 in 2017. What's the significance of that?
Well, they argue that the plane is similar enough to some of the other 737 models that the pilots should be able to know what to do in a case an emergency like this develops, where there's a malfunction in the flight control system. But if I'm the pilot, I want to know every single new development on a plane. I want to know any little change, because it could affect, what happens with the plane and the lives of lots of people, including, my own as a pilot. So I think, they save some money by not doing the retraining, because that can be expensive. But is there a connection between that and these crashes? You start to wonder now, particularly, that first one, there seems to be a connection. And, right after that, Boeing did send out an advisory reminding the pilots, this is how, you disengage that system. But clearly those pilots, the Lion Air pilots, did not know about it. Now, one thing that should be pointed out is that the Lion Air plane, there had been some reports of maintenance issues on previous flights, whereas that's not the case with this plane. So that's why it's not right to jump to a conclusion right away, because there could be other factors involved. Some of the people I spoke with said it's never one thing that causes a plane to crash. It's always a series of things. So we don't know what those series of things are yet.
Thanks, Jorge. Jorge Ortiz, staff reporter at USA Today.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.